Good morning. It is 8:16 on this Monday morning, and National Safe Boating Week is underway. And here to talk about it, our good friend from the New York Sea Grant, Dave White. Dave, good morning, and happy National Safe Boating Week to you.
Well, good morning, and same to you. And it is a great day here in the Finger Lakes as I sit here looking out at the lake myself with the kayak sitting there in the water ready to go when we're done. So it's going to be a great day, a great week, and, you know, a great time to talk about just getting ready for the season and making sure we're safe.
And obviously with the nice weather we've had of late, you know, probably the last week, except for yesterday afternoon, a lot of people already out on the water, as you know, and there's a lot of new things that they have to be concerned about this year.
There are, and last year I just saw some recent statistic, depending on where you were in the country, boat sales were up like 10 to 20%. Because boating is such a family-friendly, you know, and COVID-friendly, if you will, but it's just such a family-friendly, wonderful opportunity to go out and do. So, you know, it's something that we're just seeing increase, and it's just so great because we have such great resources here in central in the Finger Lakes. So it's a great thing to be doing. And you know, there are a couple of new things out there. One that folks have probably heard about is what's called ECOS, which is the emergency cutoff switch. It's basically the kill switch on your boat. And essentially the new law is if you have one on board, you need to actually attach it to yourself. Because a lot of folks will get on and they'll just leave it attached to the key fob. You know, they're not going to attach it to themselves. But actually now on navigable water, need to have it attached. And then it's just another good safety device to protect people so that if, you know, if you hit that rough bump, that wave, that wake, and you do fall out, you know, out of the boat, it will immediately cut the boat off. So that's one of the new ones that's out there. But again, it's just a great safety measure. And as you know, I'm a fan of, you know, the 15-minute safety check. If you spend 15 minutes before you go out on your boat for the weekend or with the family for the day, you're going to have a great day on the water. You're not going to have to worry about it. And it's just going to be what we love, being out on the water, which is fun, family-friendly opportunities.
Now, does that apply to all watercraft or just like personal watercraft like jet skis?
It actually now applies to all watercraft under 26 feet if you have one installed. And that became a really big question. And, you know, I'm a safety advocate, as you know, and, you know, and really, you know, try to ensure people are having that good time out on the water. My boat does not have one installed on it. I have a 1987, and so I don't have one on my boat, so I don't have to go get one installed. But for those that do have it on board, and every jet ski, I think, now does have it on, and most power boats that are now being built, and a lot of boats just had them put on because it was a good safety feature. So if you have one, you have to have it attached, but you don't have to go get one installed.
Makes common sense to have it. I know, you know, you see them on snowmobiles and even some motorcycles and other types of ATVs. And so why not on the water as well? Because a runaway boat can certainly be a huge hazard.
It truly can. And I like how you phrase that. So, you know, and actually, I was talking with somebody the other day and they referred to it as an interesting terminology, but they also have one on their treadmill. So it's something that people are very, you know, used to, depending on what your recreation is, whether you're doing on a treadmill, you're on a motorcycle. I've got one on my snowmobile. And the first thing you do is, you know, you hook it on. So, and it's the same reason. So that if something happens, it just shuts the engine off, which again makes everybody safe, you know, including the captain of the boat, because if you are operating a boat and fall out, there's a potential your boat could actually run over you. So it provides safety for everybody. And it's just part of that, you know, the opportunity when you're getting ready to go, make sure you're set, attach it to your life jacket, attach it to your bathing suit. So it's just another one of those, you know, check mark safety things that you have when you're getting your boat trailer ready, you're getting your boat ready, you're checking to make sure you have all the equipment, making sure you have the life jackets for everybody on board. So just another way that I like to say that, you know, make it fun for everybody. Take care of the safety stuff before you even head out on the water.
One of the other regulations, and there are a number of them that boaters and watercraft operators should keep in mind, is Brianna's Law. And talk a little bit about the importance of that law.
Brianna's Law has been put in place that by 2025, everyone who operates a motor boat in New York State has to have taken their boat certification course. The nice thing is our friends at the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, Power Squadron, Sheriff, volunteers with New York State Parks all teach the class. So it's something that, you know, is really readily available, especially in the spring. Right now they're still doing classes. So, you know, folks can go online and check to see if a class is available. It ratchets up every year by age. But what I've suggested to folks is great family opportunity to take it together. You can also go online and take it. You know, and there's, you know, a benefit from it as well, as most boat insurance companies will actually give you a discount if you've taken the course. And again, it just provides everybody with the knowledge base to be a good, safe boater out there. I mean, boats are getting bigger, faster, you know, more powerful. So just being aware of the different types, and, you know, we have to take a road test for our car. You don't have to take a road test for a boat, but, you know, to get your permit, you've got to go through the book. You have to know what, you know, the stop sign is, what, you know, the red light, green light, yellow light. So, you know, you need to know red, right, returning. You need to know what the red buoy and the green buoy are. So boating is no different than any other motorized activity that we do, motorcycle, snowmobile, ATV. And it just gives everybody the sense of security and safety when they're out there. It's a great thing to do with the family to help get them ready. And anybody over 10 is going to have to have taken it starting in the 2025. So great opportunity now. Get ahead of yourself, take it with the family, and be ready to go.
Talking with Dave White from New York Sea Grant at 8:22 in this Monday of National Safe Boating Week. And one of the other things that is being concentrated on this year is keeping your watercraft clean. And of course, that is to prevent the transfer of invasive species from one body of water to another.
Yeah, and, you know, that's always an issue of concern, you know, because critters move around like we do. And, you know, that's one thing that folks really don't often think about. I mean, we all love to travel. And when we travel, you know, it's really easy for us to, you know, pick up things and bring them back as well. Boating is no different. So, you know, if you're going to be boating in multiple bodies of water, you know, in between, you want to do the clean, drain, dry. You know, make sure you're cleaning off any product that you see. You know, you're draining your live well, you're draining your bilge, you're drying it off, making sure the trailer and the boat are both clean. You know, what a lot of folks do is they'll craft through a car wash and, you know, pop a couple of bucks in a car wash, hose the bottom of the boat and the trailer off, which is really good for the trailer and the boat itself to get any product off of it. You know, and as I'm sitting here, Steve, you know, I literally am looking out at my two-person kayak. And one thing, paddle sports is huge. Paddle sport is a great way to get into boating. But, you know, it is boating, kayak, paddleboard, pedal kayaks. Now, I mean, we've got it all. Those can also be real opportunities to transfer invasive species because it's hard to get the water out. So make sure that, you know, when you're taking that kayak or canoe or your paddleboard from one body of water to another, and many of us do that, I take mine back and forth, but, you know, I'm always checking it to make sure I've got no water in it. I've wiped it down, you know, which again, is keeping it clean. It's keeping it, you know, making it last longer, you know, for me as well. But that's one thing a lot of folks forget about is there's a lot of nooks and crannies in a kayak. So, you know, making sure that we're getting all of the water from one body of water before we go into another is really important. So, you know, no matter what kind of boat we have, whether it be that paddle craft on up through, you know, power boat, sailboat, we always want to be checking it to make sure we're not transferring critters from one body of water to another.
Dave, as always, a wealth of information from you and in a way that everybody understands about it. And if you want to get more information, you can go to nycgrant.org and enjoy this National Safe Boating Week and the entire summer. And hopefully it's going to be a good one for everybody on the lakes and waterways.
Absolutely. Be safe, be seen, but have fun, because the wealth of opportunity we have to enjoy our waterways, you know, we can't find that anywhere else in the world. So have a great summer.
You too. And we'll talk again soon, Dave. Thanks very much, as always.
Look forward to it, my friend.
Dave White from New York Sea Grant has been our guest. It is 8:25 on the Finger Lakes Morning News.